A bucket of dirt is dumped over a screen sitting on top of a wheelbarrow. Yoli Gondoli pushes the mixture back and forth. Slowly, tiny artifacts emerge as the dirt sifts through the screen.
This one here is a flake. There's a few pottery pieces here. This is firecrack rock.
Gondoli is a UWL junior and part of the group that is excavating a second Oneota longhouse near the Mississippi River. Extended families lived in the longhouse more than 500 years ago, sharing the work to harvest corn, green beans, and squash. UWL Assistant Professor of Archaeology David Anderson says this is one of the richest sites he's ever worked on. He says they can learn a lot from one dig, anything from the river's health centuries ago through excavated mussels to the Oneota's cultural customs.
It helps us understand the fact that there is a lot of diversity within the human species. And I don't mean from a biological standpoint, but I mean from how do humans organize themselves.
And the students, like Yoli Gondoli, who couldn't tell the difference between pottery and a clump of dirt a few weeks ago, are now able to identify many of the artifacts.
All the work you kind of put right into it, just finding these little things is really fun, and you kind of speculate, well, what was this used for?
UWL students will continue studying the artifacts next semester. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.